Hello. Can I ask you something? Yes, I mean you. You were so irritated with me. You seem to be well acquainted with today's yoga flow, but every now and then you, well, get out of step? Can I put it that way? What distracted you? Yes, distracted. One could see that. You could even feel it. You don't want to tell me. Hey, you're starting to shake. Come here, please. Let's sit here and talk. Have some tea. There. That's better. On the floor. Sitting. Isn't it? Can I ask you something? You don't have to answer, though. I will only ask you this question once, and then never again. So yes? Okay. Can it be that you know my voice? That you've heard audios of me? That you have an account on Reddit, perhaps, and follow me there? Yes, that's what I thought. My sweetie. Oh, don't look cross. Does the sweetie bother you? I can't imagine. I think you like it. You're that nice follower who once asked me if I could grant them a big wish. I thought so. You have nothing to be ashamed of. It's just us here. No one can disturb us. And I think if we meet here like this, just by chance, what do you think? Do you want to tell me more about your wish? I do like to take care of the needs of my listeners. You know that. No? Then I'll go first. Yes? Okay. You told me that you dream of somebody restricting you and that you don't want to experience it in the usual way. Not with ropes or handcuffs. Not the usual way. You want, so to speak, a restraint in your head, or by my will alone. A mental restraining. Yes? Then I have understood you. Have another sip of tea, my friend. Relax. Nothing can happen to you that you don't want. And you love yoga? The long-held positions in yin yoga? You don't prefer it, like in beginner's classes, only 1 or 2 minutes. No. You want to go to your limit, to the edge, to edge a posture, longer, until it becomes uncomfortable. And you want to submit to the pose. Submit to me, to my will that you endure. So, someone should restrict you using the yoga pose. Oh, why do you look so ashamed? Because I put into words what you dream of. Because someone has said out loud what you've only written once before in a comment. It's all good. Look at me. Breathe deeply. In. and out. In and out. Breathe deep into your belly. And when you exhale, let go of everything that bothers you. Yes, that's it. You're doing well. Can I ask you something else? You're not obliged to do anything, but I would like to make you an offer. And again, I'll do it once. Take the chance or not? That was the last yoga class for today. No one else is coming in after us. And I'm free tonight. I'm not doing anything. Are you free too? And in the mood? Would you like to share this experience with me? You're a brave person. Great. There are few who dare to experience in real life what they write in the virtual world. Do you want to take this mat here? The one you were on earlier? Yes, that's it. Make yourself comfortable there. I'll turn off most of the lights. Then we'll be a bit more intimate on your mat. Look, I found some candles on the counter. We can put them in a circle around us. That looks very nice now. Cozy. So, let's begin. I'll adjust the otherwise usual sequences a bit. You smile. That's nice. And I'll take that as a yes. I expected nothing less. You haven't looked this relaxed all evening. I like that. It suits you. Let's start with Balasana, child's pose. You sit on one end of the mat in a heel position. Your knees are wide apart. Yes, that's right, more than the width of the mat. You do this well. Slowly bend forward with a long back. Put your hands on the mat. Crawl with both hands here in my direction. Yes, I'm sitting here on the other side. Very close to me. No, you cannot reach me. Only almost. Breathe deeply into your lower back and let go of your tension as you exhale. Allow your chest and shoulders to become heavy. Sink towards the mat. It feels good to see you like this. Kneeling in submissive posture in front of me on the mat. In a submissive posture that I have commanded you to adopt. Ordered. And you are so eager and follow my instructions so well. That's good. Like a servant before their mistress. A slave. Flat on the ground. Face in the mat. Can you smell the scent of the mat? That still perceptible hint of latex. That adds a nice element to the situation. doesn't it? Even if the two of us can do completely without the usual symbols from BDSM, like lacquer, latex, leather. This smell is a good fit. You in your yoga gear, me in my yoga gear, still clothed. Keep your face down. Lower your chest. You feel the pull in your shoulders. That's it. Remember what I'm wearing? Can you remember? Yes, you do. Those iridescent, tight yoga pants that look a little bit like snake skin. I was always a little embarrassed by them, to be honest. But who would have thought they would fit so well today? And the skimpy top. Of course, as usual in yoga, the fabric is so thick that nothing shows through. But that doesn't bother you. I know it doesn't. You don't need to see my nipples to get excited. You can imagine them. I know that. Even now, while you're half kneeling and half lying there in front of me in a low position. Stay in that position. I'm going to take my top off now. Stay in that position. Very slowly, I pull the top up over my breasts. First one arm out, then the other. Pull it off over my head. Oh, you're doing well. But now slow down that breathing again. Deeply in and out. I'm still sitting cross-legged opposite you at the end of the mat. My trousers shimmering in the light of the candles, the indirect light. My chest rising with each breath. The nipples, thus exposed, have become hard. They stand out. The atria have become light, gentle little folds. Stay down. Just breathe. I breathe too. Deeply into my upper chest. This makes interesting shadows on my belly. Stay down. Breathe deep into your pelvis, deep into the pelvic floor. Let go there. Relax your buttocks. With each breath, you widen the distance between your sitting bones. Can you feel your tension in the perineum? Breathe into it. Deeply and evenly. You can feel a tingling in your perineum now. That's good. Enjoy this feeling. And breathe. Now, breathe into the area around your anus. Imagine that you open your anus when you inhale. and close it again when you exhale. No clenching, only closing. What makes the tingling? Yes, that's what I thought. It's getting stronger. Stay calm. Stay calm, my dear. Now breathe into the tingling. Imagine that it is a bright red fire, and the fire gets bigger and hotter every time you inhale. And every time you exhale, even more oxygen is added to the fire and it flares up brightly. You do that well. Oh, I can smell how it excites you. I think someone is dripping. Now your whole pelvis is vibrating. It hums and roars. Keep breathing. Relax your abdominal walls. Let them hang. At the same time, I take this small bottle of oil and put some on my hands. Can you smell it? With both hands, I rub the oil into my breasts. Massage the flesh. Circle the nipples. Stroke them very gently. Now rub both breasts firmly in a circular motion. Stay down. Breathe. Your fire is so great that you almost can't stand it anymore. Let it out. Let it flow into your belly. Breathe deeply into your belly. Oh, stoke the fire there too. Oh yes, let it flare up in the belly too. Feel it. Let it burn. I'm coming to you now. Stay down. Your face on the mat. I kneel at your side. Put my hand on your lower back. You can feel the warmth, the gentle but insistent pressure. Breathe into my hand. Relax the muscles under my hand. You're doing well. Now you can go deeper here. More to the mat. I slowly lower my hand. Stay down. Breathe. I run my middle finger along the taut crevice between your cheeks. Yes, feel into the finger. Breathe into your anus. The fingertip now lies on your anus. The fabric of your yoga pants separates us. Breathe. A little more pressure. Yes, good, Good. Very relaxed. That's nice. Oh, I'm sure your anus would be very supple now if I were to slide my oily finger inside. But there are these pants. I'm going deeper. Put my hand on your perineum. Breathe. Breathe into my hand. I can feel you trembling. You're doing well, my friend. What do you feel further down? In your genitals. It's tingling there too. I know that. That's good. Okay. I think it's time for a change of position. Wait. With your head still on the mat, I return to my seat first. Now straighten up carefully. Your hands slide over the mat, damp with sweat, to your knees. You may lift your head, but look into my eyes, not at my breasts. I said my eyes. That's it, sweetie. Straighten up, slowly. You feel a little dizzy. So long in a low position. And all the blood has flowed into the pelvis. And into your genitals. There's not much oxygen left for the brain. Enjoy your dizziness. Don't be afraid. Let yourself fall into this feeling. It's almost like the rush of fucking. Breathe. Are you all right? Do you need something to drink? Tea? Water? Just wait there, I'll get you a glass. Look at the floor, not at my breasts. They shine oily in the candlelight. But you won't look at them. You can imagine them. Here's your water. Face the floor. I'll put the glass here. I'm going behind you. I'll massage your shoulders and neck. With this lovely arnica oil. Can you smell it? In balasana. The muscles there were very much challenged. That's it. Now drink. I had announced a change of position. Let me think. Yes. But first, you undress everything. Get naked. Come on. Faster. Ready? Are you completely naked for me now? Good. I have a blindfold here. My silk scarf. I'll tie it around your eyes. My scent is in the smooth fabric. Very intense, isn't it? Yes, I sometimes use it to caress myself. That's why it smells a bit stronger. On your back now, knees to the ceiling, feet on the mat. Feel the texture of the mat under your bare back. Now take hold of the back of your knees with both hands. Pull the knees towards each shoulder. You can rest your elbows on the mat. That's good. You're doing well, my darling. Breathe into your pelvic floor again. The sitting bones widen when you inhale and come a little closer again when you exhale. Imagine that the inner layer of the pelvic floor is a balloon. Expand your balloon with your breath until it tightens. Shoulders relaxed, away from your ears. I know this takes some arm strength, but relax the shoulders. That's it. The fire is back immediately. Can you feel it? In your pelvis, in your belly. Breathe. Now run your hands along your calves to your ankles. That's it. Grasp the soles of your feet from the outside with your hands. Stretch your soles towards the ceiling. The soles of your feet remain an extension of the knees. Line up your soles, calves, and knees like this. If you're not able to hold this in a relaxed manner, you're welcome to grab the back of your knees with your hands again. Or later, if you notice there's too much tension in your shoulders. Ananda Balasana. Happy baby pose. Happy baby. My baby, my pet. Breathe. Let your fire flare up even more. Burn away all doubts with heat. I sit in my seat again at the end of the mat. It's a beautiful sight. Your taut, open buttocks, the dilated thighs, pulsating, and the tingling inside your genitals. Oh, the roar in your perineum. It rises higher through your sex. Oh, breathe. Breathe. Let the fire blaze. Ah, what a sight. Oh, my crotch is terribly wet. I have to take off my yoga pants. Also my thong. Breathe. Breathe into your thighs. Breathe into your hips. Supple hips are good for sex. Open hips allow for completely different possibilities during sex. And old tensions and frustrations can be released. Let the fire burn into your hips. Breathe into it. Burn away everything that was. Be now, here, with me. Breathe. Now the first tension in the back of your thighs eases. The fascia let go. I sit again. A small puddle under my crotch. Breathe. I can see the trembling in your body. I tremble a little too. Put my hand on the trembling. On my pussy. On the moisture. Enjoy the trembling. You are breathing deeply, deep into your lower belly, deep into your pelvic floor. Oh, that feels good. The hand on my crotch. I imagine it's yours. No. In fact, your hands remain on the soles of your feet. You can do it, even if they are wet from sweat. Hold. Spread your legs. Breathe. And again, the backs of your thighs become a little softer. Pull your knees more towards your shoulders. Relax your jaw, your tongue. Smile. Then your facial muscles become loose. Then you can no longer press your teeth together. I could almost hear the grinding. That's it. You're doing well, my sweet. I'm coming closer again now. I want to feel if your perineum is getting nice and supple. The softness of your skin there. The heat. That feels good. Stay in your pose. Your genitals are twitching. Why is that? Is it because I'm massaging your perineum with my oily fingers? With the fingers that still have juice from my pussy on them. That's it. Breathe. Breathe into your anus. And now there's no fabric separating us. Your anus is twitching too. Winking. That's it. Oh, now I could push my finger in deep, if I want to. Do I? Feel. I could curl it a little. I could feel inside you. But no, not today. I think it's time for the final relaxation. Shavasana. Reach from your soles of your feet to your ankles. Glide along your calves back to the back of your knees. That's it. Feel into your pelvis, into your thighs. Relax. Stand your legs up again. Knees to the ceiling and the soles of your feet on the mat. Feel for it. Feel the fire. It has burnt down a little, but a hot ember has formed. An ember like in an open fireplace, like when you want to lie on pelts in front of it, bodies intertwined, feeling the heat of the embers from the fireplace. Feeling the heat of the embers of the other. Breathe deep into your lower belly, your pelvis. Deep into your upper belly. Deep into your chest. Now let the legs slip out. Spread them a little. Gently lift your pelvis and roll it forward. Put it down again like this. Oh, that's better for the back, isn't it? Keep your arms away from the body. Palms up. Press your elbows into the mat and raise your shoulders. Push your shoulders down from the ears. Bring your shoulder blades together. Gently lie down on the shoulder blades. Pull your chin slightly towards the chest. And relax the neck. Lay everything down. And breathe. Deeply. Inhale through the front of your body. And exhale through your shoulders, back, buttocks, back of your thighs and calves. Let yourself sink into the floor. Imagine you are lying in the snow and you can let yourself melt into the snow by exhaling. Oh, you're doing so well, my darling. Relax. Let the warmth flow through you. That's it. I'm going to stand up now. Go to the end of your head. Squat down. Malasana. Low squat above your head. Can you smell me? My pussy, my juices, you have made me very happy. Can you smell that? Enjoy it. Suck in the scent. Let it flow into the embers of the fire. Both combine to form something new. Something that connects us now, that binds you to me, to my pussy, Yoni. Your sex twitches. Is that consent? That's it. Oh, remember my scent, my aroma. Breathe it in deeply once more. I'm getting up again now. Leave you. Dress myself. You stay lying down. You are only to get up when you hear the door close. Don't forget the candles. And when you've dressed and wiped the mat clean, close the door. You can keep my scarf. And don't you dare jerk off. Not anymore. Not here. Not at home. Lonely and alone in your bed. Think of me, though. Think about my scents, about the relaxation, about the fire. But don't touch yourself. Do you understand me? And tomorrow, you write to me in the chat. Or as a message, even as a comment. Write to me about how you feel. And maybe